Now it's time for the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum data requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. And we have a guest with us today, Dr. Angelica Vrablic, who's the manager of nutritional research for American Health. American Health, they make a number of popular probiotic supplements. And Dr. Vrablic is going to provide us with some information on this category of nutritional supplements. So welcome to the Wilner Window once again, Dr. Vrablic.
Well, thank you so much for having me today.
Okay, always. You're one of the major guests. You've been on so many times, and we always enjoy having you.
Oh, my goodness. Great.
You know, at one time, we didn't use the term probiotic. Back when I started in this business in the early 70s, all we talked about was Acidophilus. And, you know, we used to talk, that's right, Acidophilus, and there were only a few products on the market. And now the category of probiotic supplements has turned into one of the most important and maybe one of the most complex in the health food supplement field. Yesterday, WOR had a health fair, and Dr. Ron Hoffman at these health fairs, always Dr. Ron Hoffman is the medical voice of WOR here in New York anyway, and he always talks about the 10 most popular supplements of the year. Every year he goes through that category, and one of the categories he named as one of the most important was probiotic. And tell us, Dr. Vrablic, what exactly is a probiotic, and why has this type of supplement become so important?
Well, sure. Probiotics are bacteria, but they are non-pathogenic bacteria that naturally live in our bodies, and they do provide us with benefits by living in our gastrointestinal tract. They help improve our immune system. They help to keep out other pathogenic bacteria, and they do so by multiplying, and so that we will have more good bacteria than bad bacteria. And they actually also make certain molecules that they will excrete, and those will also help to keep the bad or pathogenic bacteria from taking over our gastrointestinal tract.
Okay, and do they have any benefit for our digestive health?
Very much so. In fact, some of the listeners may be a little more familiar with that these days, because we know that there is a national name brand yogurt that has come out that is very, very specifically geared to gastrointestinal health. But overall, all probiotics can help with our gastrointestinal health, and that means they will help us digest our food better. They will help keep our gastrointestinal tract on track so that we stay regular, and they will help keep us from having upset stomachs.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's right.
Okay. many products list different strains of these bacteria. What are the differences between the strains?
Yes. There are different strains. We hear a lot about, like, Acidophilus and such. And many of these strains have been studied. And so certain strains are better at surviving the environment in our stomach, for example. And there are certain strains, for example, that have been clinically studied for helping with H. pylori infection, helping wipe out H. pylori infection in the stomach. And there are some other strains that seem to be a little bit better, lower in the digestive tract, and they survive a little bit better in the lower part of the digestive tract. So certainly it is very helpful to understand the strains and know perhaps what you're looking for in a supplement.
Okay, so you mentioned Acidophilus, but one of the other most popular strains, for example, is are the bifidobacteria.
Yes, yes, and that is an a very good example of Acidophilus, for example, we know can and does very well surviving in the stomach, in the high pH in the stomach. And so Acidophilus we can think of as being very well adapted to the upper part of our gastrointestinal tract. And then we have other things like bifido, which also lives in the stomach but can do well in the intestines and has a lot, quite a bit of research on immune function in the stomach.
Okay. I know, for example, they seem to say that, as you said, the Acidophilus seems to thrive better in the small intestine. The bifidobacteria tend to thrive more in the large intestine or the lower intestine.
Yes, yes. And so that's one reason an individual consumer might look for a specific strain or perhaps look for a combination of strains in their product.
Okay, and another term that's bandied about is prebiotic. So we know we've been talking about probiotics, which are the beneficial bacteria, and now what is a prebiotic?
A prebiotic is not a bacteria. It's actually a carbohydrate that is the food for the bacteria. And it can be a complex carbohydrate like a fructooligosaccharide, for example. And these carbohydrates, again, can serve as the food for our probiotic friends. And the bacteria will ingest these probiotics and will be able to multiply in the gastrointestinal tract. So again, a consumer can look for a product that would both have prebiotics and probiotics, and the prebiotic portion of the product would help the probiotic bacteria multiply and be able to take hold in the gastrointestinal tract.
Okay. As far as the probiotics, the bacteria portion, the Acidophilus, the bifidus, as far as that goes, is it better to get probiotics from food or from supplements?
Ah, that's a good question. There once was a time where probiotics were naturally occurring in foods. They occur naturally in many fermented foods. And when we think of even things like sauerkraut and sour pickles, original old-fashioned methods for making those types of products actually introduced and maintained probiotic bacteria into these products. And people were getting them in their diet, or a natural way to make yogurt would introduce probiotic bacteria. Although what we find nowadays in mass-produced foods, these sort of sour foods no longer really contain any probiotics at all. And we know that, again, we've seen the commercials for these national brand yogurts saying with this specific strain for this specific purpose. But what those commercials really don't tell us is that basically everything else that's at the grocery store doesn't really contain probiotics. So perhaps if one is looking, for example, if you've had antibiotic treatment and you've wiped out your gut flora and you'd like to get them back, it is much easier to do so with a probiotic supplement than to start scouring the supermarket shelves for a product that might possibly contain some probiotic bacteria.
Dr. Bravlick, this is Sam Forbes. I'm with Arnie here today.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
You know, you mentioned earlier before about yogurt and those types of things. Are even those reliable as a source of probiotics? In my way of thinking, I would think that some of the supplementary types of products available might be a better way of getting those types of microbes.
Definitely, because there have been some studies that show that even, like, say, an all-natural organic type yogurt that is really made with strain, with
right.
certain probiotic strains, that those strains do not live too long on the shelf.
Right.
And perhaps once that yogurt's been in the refrigerator for a week or so, and even, you know, at my house, sometimes you find a yogurt way in the back of the refrigerator and you don't even know how long it's been there.
That wouldn't happen in my house. they're usually gone. I yeah. usually eat those right up.
So they may not, the probiotic strains may not have survived in the product, whereas something like a supplement that is all probiotics would certainly be providing the probiotic organisms.
Okay, one of the reasons Dr. Vrablic is here is because American Health supplies some probiotic products. And you supply them primarily in two forms, Dr. Vrablic.
Yes. We have liquid products, and we have capsules and chewables.
Ah, okay. So is one preferable over the other?
Well, yes, it really depends what a consumer is looking for. For example, our liquid products definitely are going to provide the most strains per serving. And so our liquid probiotic, a 2-tablespoon serving, would provide over 20 billion active probiotic organisms.
Well, that's a good amount.
That's not bad at all. And again, maybe an individual who's looking to regenerate gut flora after maybe a round of antibiotics or something would really take to something like this. But then again, we can't always tote around big bottles of probiotic liquid.
Yeah.
So our capsules will provide 6 billion organisms per dose. And then our chewables, which are very, very, very delicious and portable, those will provide 1 billion organisms per dose.
Okay. Wonderful. And those are made by American Health. And we're going to pause for a short break. You can begin phoning in if you want have any questions for us. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. Questions about probiotics or acidophilus or prebiotics or just anything related to nutrition, 1-800-321-0710.
Of course, our friends in Atlanta, Georgia, are invited to give us a call.
Absolutely. Our 800 number works down in Atlanta, Georgia. Give us a call. This is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Sam Forbes.
And our special guest, Dr. Angelica Vrablic, will all be back after these messages.
Gregory, it's me, your mother. If you're there, pick up. Are you taking your Kyolic Age garlic extract? You'd better be. I already told you about its benefits, the improved circulation, how it's a strong antioxidant and helpful against cancer. And Kyolic reduces your cholesterol. Do you want to end up like your Uncle Frank? No, of course you don't. It's organically grown, and it won't give you bad breath or body odor. I know people your age are concerned about such things. Oh, did I mention it enhances your immune system? You'll live longer. Do you need me to bring you some, Gregory? Really, I don't mind driving on the highway, even at night. So please call me. Let me know you're okay. Or if you need more Kyolic aged garlic extract. I love you.
Moms love Kyolic as much as they love you. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit www.kyolic.com for more information or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample.
This is Arnie Gitomer, and I just want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance, that's not all. You'll find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we're always running special sales. Here are some current examples. American Health and Home Health, 35% off list. Natrol, Nature's Way, Twin Lab, Natron, many other lines at 30% 20% off list. And you can check out the full sale listing on our website, www.wilner.com.
That's right, Arnie. And pick up our latest product reference catalog. It's free. And if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, well, you ought to be. You can just call 1-800-633-1106 and choose the option number 3. It'll make a recording of your name and address. That number again is 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website at www.wilner.com and subscribing online. And even better, visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan, our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park. It's just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway near the corner of Murray Street, and that's right across from City Hall. And in Atlanta, we are conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals. We'll start taking your calls in just a moment.
This is Don Goldberg. Wow, do we have a deal for you from Doctor's Best. What would you say if I told you we are now offering Doctor's Best High Absorption CoQ10 100 milligrams 60 veggie cap size at only $10.45 per bottle? That's 45% off the new reduced list price. Yes, this is the same CoQ10 that is vital to metabolic energy production, necessary for optimal heart muscle function, healthy gums, and a healthy immune system. The same CoQ10 that is a precursor to ubiquinol, the powerful antioxidant. Now, you do not have to let the high price of CoQ10 prevent you from taking the amount you really need. Take advantage of this great special from Doctor's Best. High absorption CoQ10, 100 milligrams, 60 veggie cap size, as I said, only $10.45 per bottle. Doctor's Best from Wilner Chemists. Wow, what a deal.
And for those of you who prefer a soft gel form of CoQ10, Doctor's Best 100 milligram 60 soft gels is on sale at $10.45 as well.
Hi, I'm Mariel Hemingway, actress and author of Healthy Living from the Inside Out.
And I'm Dr. Steven Rosenblatt, medical doctor, author, weight loss expert, and former director of complementary medicine at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center.
We want you to try a life-changing new product called Healthy Curb. It's made entirely from food and helps curb your appetite while it reprograms your eating habits.
Healthy Curb lowers your blood sugar, reduces hunger hormones, repairs and rebuilds cells so you've got more natural energy and vitality. It's the combination of two revolutionary technologies that make this product so effective, and because of its proprietary formula, it's the only product in the field of its kind. My patients are losing an average of 12 to 16 pounds a month effortlessly with Healthy Curb, and you can too.
If you're ready to lose weight, Healthy Curb helps do the work for you. My friends Arnie and Don have made Healthy Curb available at all Wilner Chemist stores. Visit them today.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Sam Forbes, our special guest, Dr. Angelica Vrablic. And let me give you folks the phone number again, 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We love hearing from you. And let's see, our first caller is Cher, calling from Mamaroneck, New York.
Hi. I have a problem with digestion, particularly fats. Most foods seem to be undigestible, and I get gas from them. Is there anything that you could recommend for me? I just tend to eat very little because of it, and I stay away from so many foods. I was hoping that maybe you could help me resolve that issue.
Okay, you know, does the fat issue relate to the probiotics, Dr. Vrablic?
Well, it can. There are some probiotics that do help with digestion, and there are some strains of Acidophilus, for example, that can help to lower cholesterol because they actually metabolize cholesterol that is ingested. However, Probably what you might want to look at first is maybe a digestive enzyme supplement that you could take with your meals. American Health, for example, makes one. And that supplement does include a lipase, which is an enzyme that helps to digest fats.
And what is the name of that enzyme?
The product is called Digestizyme.
Digestizyme?
Digestizyme, yes.
Okay.
And so you might want to look into maybe having a digestive enzyme supplement and taking that with your meals.
Is that something I could take with me? Is that a chewable or a capsule?
Yes, these are chewables, and you can carry them anywhere you need to.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Where do I find your product?
Well, you could find them at any of the Wilner Chemist stores. We got two in New York. We have one in Atlanta in the Buckhead area.
And they're called American Health.
American Health is the company, and you can get the probiotic. See, the probiotics are wonderful supplements that can be really taken by anybody, and probably should be taken by everybody. It just tunes up your gut and everything else. You'll be a happier person if you're taking probiotics, I assure you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Cher. Okay. And our next caller is Adam from Sparta, New Jersey. Hello,
yes,
Adam.
Doctor. Hello. How are you?
We're good.
I have a question about psoriasis and how helpful are the probiotics?
Okay. Good question. Angelica, probiotics and psoriasis.
Yes. There are some studies on probiotics and psoriasis. Some are good, some are not so good. It really depends on the individual and what is going on, you know, if they're in the middle of an attack, if they're doing okay. It's certainly worth a try. I don't see why not. And again, I have to tell you that our home health, which is our American Health line of body care products, does take very popular psoriasis products as well.
Yeah, so using the American Health psoriasis cream.
Yes, and we also have a wash, which is a scalp wash or a skin wash, and those are all natural, and they do not contain coal tar extracts. If you're looking for a product that does not have coal tar extract, the home health products certainly do not.
Okay, but the idea of taking probiotics is as I said before, it's a type of supplement almost everybody should be taking. So consider probiotics and use the psoriasis cream from American Health. All right, Adam?
Thank you very much, Doctor.
Okay, thanks for calling. Okay, and let's see. Next, we have Andrea calling from somewhere in New Jersey.
Hi.
Hi, Andrea.
How are you?
Good.
It was suggested to me to take Picnogenol.
Picnogenol, okay.
Can you, I was told it's good for the mood swings with premenopause.
There's many things that might help there. I don't think Picnogenol would be high on the list. Picnogenol is good for, it's a great antioxidant, and it's good for varicose veins and stuff like that. But I don't know that it's going to be a major player in mood swings.
I would say there are so many useful products for that you could give us a call at the store tomorrow, and we could make some recommendations for you.
Okay, Andrea, we need to pause for a quick break, including... okay, and we'll be back in a few moments.
First, there was the orange, then there was vitamin C, and now Natrol, the brand you trust for good nutrition, brings you Easy C. Easy C is a high-potency antioxidant vitamin C blend, including esterified vitamin C, that's easy on the stomach, easy to absorb, and easy support for your body's own natural defenses. Smoking, high stress, sun exposure, or regular exercise can increase the body's need for extra vitamin C. Easy C helps close the nutrient gap between what foods provide and what the body demands. Natrol, a constant innovator in nutritional supplements, designed the Easy C line using only the highest quality ingredients. Easy C is 100% vegetarian with no animal byproducts. Protecting your health just got easier with Easy C by Natrol. Check out the entire Natrol line, including EZC, at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
The B vitamins are crucial to optimal health and energy production. Many of us take a B-complex vitamin supplement, but are we really getting the full benefit? Country Life takes the guesswork out of B-complex supplementation with their product, Coenzyme B-complex capsules. This hypoallergenic vegetarian B-complex formula from Country Life contains the active coenzyme forms of the B vitamins, the form that needs no conversion in the body. It's ready to go right out of the bottle. Coenzyme B-complex from Country Life also contains alpha-lipoic acid, phosphatidylcholine, inositol, and other important B vitamin cofactors. So make sure you get the full power of your B vitamin supplementation. Take Coenzyme B Complex capsules from Country Life. Country Life Vitamins, leaders in the field of nutrition for over 36 years. All Country Life Vitamins are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
And now to Bill Powers for the traffic.
And we've got some flooding in northern New Jersey on 287 southbound side between exits 37 and 36. Two right lanes are blocked off. Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey at the Garden State Parkway. Again, some flooding or heavy volume heading in towards Route 46. FDR Drive, we've got delays southbound side beginning on the Harlem River Drive in towards 138th Street down to 96th Street. All lanes are closed. A truck is being taken off of the parkway, so anticipate delays. More delays heading down into the Brooklyn Bridge. You'll also see some northbound delays from the 80s. Again, to the Triborough Bridge and another slowdown as you approach the GW Bridge. Speaking of the bridge, no problems for you heading into or out of town. Lincoln Tunnel, a 20-minute wait into Manhattan. Holland Tunnel is going to cost you 30 minutes on the inbound side, 15 on the outbound trip. This report sponsored by Comcast New Jersey. The Comcast Triple Play, digital cable, high-speed internet, and digital voice. Your entertainment options are endless. Give them a call, 1-877-JOIN-COMCAST today. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
I want to take a moment to tell you about a product from Wilner Chemists designed specifically to prevent and treat osteoporosis. The product is called Bone Complex, and it's the most powerful combination of nutrients available for supporting bone health. Bone Complex is intended for those for whom just a calcium supplement is not enough, those who either already have osteoporosis or are at risk. It contains active forms of calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D. Equally important, but missing from other products, are the trace minerals such as boron, silica, zinc, copper, and manganese. And Bone Complex also contains soy isoflavone concentrate and the new powerful anti-osteoporosis agent Ipraflavone. Bone Complex is designed to complement your regular supplement regimen. Wilner Chemist Bone Complex, the serious nutritional supplement for those who need maximum bone support and osteoporosis treatment. Call 1-800-633-1106 for more information or stop by either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan or the Atlanta, Georgia store. 1-800-633-1106.
News Talk Radio, 710 WOR.
Jarrow Formulas has a new product, Black Currant and Lutein Capsules, a powerful formula targeted at reducing eye fatigue and promoting eye function. Black Currant is one of the most antioxidant-rich berries in the world due to its high content of polyphenol pigments or anthocyanicides. Its ability to reduce the oxidative damage caused by free radicals and reactive oxygen species is even higher than that of blueberry. Lutein and zeaxanthin, antioxidant carotenoids, are important components of the macula pigment in the eye. The macula is responsible for focus and color differentiation, and the macula pigment protects the eyes from ultraviolet radiation and oxidative stress. So, reduce eye fatigue, improve your vision with Jarrow Formulas, Black Currant and Lutein Capsules. All Jarrow products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, joined by Sam Forbes, our special guest, Dr. Angelica Vrablic. And let's see. Oh, yeah, I was at the WOR Health Fair yesterday, as I mentioned, and many listeners came by the booth and said hello, and it was nice meeting all of you, and I enjoyed shaking your hands and hugging a few of you. Nice. Okay. Anyway, Our phone number here in the studio, if you have any questions for us, 1-800-321-0710. Haven't gotten anybody from Atlanta today, so all you Atlanta people, let's go. Get to your phones, 1-800-321-0710. Okay, and our next caller is Dee Dee from Mystic, Connecticut.
Hello.
Hi.
I would like to ask the doctor if probiotics would help a nervous stomach, a queasy stomach sometimes. Could that be not enough of the good stuff in there?
What do you think, Angelica?
Yes, very much so. What can happen is that other bacterial strains that aren't terribly helpful to our gastrointestinal tract, we can have more of those than of our probiotic strains. And that can cause upset stomach. So definitely I would try a probiotic supplement to help with upset stomach. Well, thank you very much.
I have a question, Dee Dee. Do you have reflux or GERD or, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, there's also something called DGL licorice. It might be useful for you. You chew it between meals, and it seems to help soothe and sort of regulate the stomach. So it might help as well.
Thank you. Does licorice interfere with medication for blood pressure?
No, not the DGL. The D stands for deglycerized, or DG, deglycerized. And that's the portion that theoretically could raise blood pressure. So the DGL does not have that problem, does not cause that problem.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for the call. And next we have Virginia from Belmore, Long Island. Hello, Virginia. No Virginia. All right. Okay. Well, when Virginia gets back. While we're waiting to find Virginia, Angelica, how about irritable bowel syndrome?
Oh, yes. Actually, there's quite a bit of research on probiotics and irritable bowel syndrome. And, of course, it is positive. And certainly, individuals who have irritable bowel syndrome should consider probiotic supplementation.
Okay, and is there any specific strains or anything like that, or just regular probiotics, something like the American Health probiotic? Would that be?
Yeah, again, the majority of the research, again, is with the Lactobacillus acidophilus and Bulgaricus and Thermophilus. Again, are more common probiotics. And, very positive research. People have had a lot of positive results and help for their IBS. And when we think of certain FDA-approved pharmaceuticals for IBS that were taken off the market because they were so harmful,
yeah.
Certainly something like a probiotic supplement seems like a lot easier and a lot safer.
Okay. What type of, when you're looking at a probiotic, they say it has 1 billion or 2 billion or 5 billion. What should we be looking for in a good probiotic supplement?
Well, again, we want to look for, if we are specifically looking for certain strains, we want to make sure that those strains are in the product that we are looking for. Again, we want to look for, on the labeling, some very specific language regarding how many active cells were there at time of manufacture. Not all products will say that. Some might just say, you know, certain milligrams of this or that. So we do want to look for the amount of organisms that one would be ingesting. And then we want to look for, again, something that is very, specific to the consumer. For example, American Health Chewable Acidophilus is milk-free. So if we have a consumer that's looking for a milk-free product, our liquid products are not milk-free. So, again, if that's a concern, that would be what to look for. And,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, very good.
Great.
All right. Let's say hello to Pat calling from Iselin, New Jersey.
Hi. Enjoy your program.
Thank you.
I am taking the probiotic complex Lactobacillus acidophilus and Bifidin for maintenance of Candida. Is there any special strain for that?
Well, actually, I know of a product that American Health does not make, so perhaps you might want to check with the experts at Wilner's. But there is a very specific probiotic product for women. And again,
are you talking about something that's you're not talking about a vaginal product?
No, I'm talking about a dietary supplement that does have strains that have been clinically shown.
Okay. And which strains would those be?
Again, I have to tell you that I'm not so clear because it's a competitor to ours.
That's all right. You know.
And it's I am not sure if it's a bulgaricus or if it is a specific strain of acidophilus.
You know, there are. You're
what
right.
What would I ask for when I call Wilner's then?
Okay, well, there are a couple of products we do have at Wilner's made by a number of different manufacturers that put together some of these strains of bacteria in their feminine formulas. Jarrow is one. I think it's called Femdophilus.
What is it called?
Femdophilus by Jarrow.
How do you spell it? F-E-M?
F-E-M-D-O-P-H-I-L-U-S.
Okay, right, okay.
Yeah, and that product does indeed contain clinically studied strains for women's health.
Right, okay. Now, when's the best time to take acidophilus? Before meals? With meals?
Good question.
Yeah, great question.
Yes. Well, one can take the product before meals or with meals. That's not a problem. It would be more of a concern, I think, after meals.
Okay. So in other words, before or with meals is fine. I take it three times a day as maintenance.
Yes. Yes. And on an empty stomach is fine.
Yes.
Again, after meals is probably not.
Right. And I also take your vitamin C.
Yes.
Vitamin C, and I also take the one with bioflavonoids. But would a person who has low blood sugar, would that be a problem? I see there's berries and things on it.
No, that's, I think you might want to check the label, but if our chewable products do have a small amount of sugar in them.
Oh, right.
But the capsules and tablets are free of sugar.
Right. Okay, so the bioflavonoids wouldn't... I like your vitamin C products, but I was just wondering which of the two would be better for me.
Well, the bioflavonoids themselves actually are relatively bitter.
It doesn't affect low blood sugar.
And they won't affect blood sugar, but
right.
I have to tell you that if you're having one of our chewable wafers, there would be sugar in that.
Right. No, I don't want sugar. All right. Well, enjoy your program, and thank you so much for answering all the questions. And I will check also with Wilner. Thank you. Bye.
Great. Bye-bye.
Thanks for the call, Pat.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. We're getting a lot of good stuff. Okay. All right. Did we miss any topics on probiotics, Sam?
Well, you know, I'm looking through the PubMed, which is the National Library of Medicine, and I can tell you that there's article after article talking about how probiotics actually help in fight infection. You don't always associate probiotics with general immune health or in strengthening your immune system. But for systemic infections, there seems to be some mechanism by which the probiotics support your immune system. And it's not really a mystery to me because it makes sense.
Well, let's see. Dr. Vrablic, you know, I know that the intestines themselves are probably the largest part of our immune system.
Yes, yes. And we have very specific things in our intestines called Peyer's patches that are basically like lymph nodes buried in the intestine. These are groups of immune cells. And as I said earlier, bacteria are very sophisticated at killing each other. And probiotic organisms like Acidophilus actually will excrete certain products that will kill other bacteria. And that's one of the ways that they help to keep the gastrointestinal tract free of pathogenic bacteria. Again, when there are a lot of probiotic organisms, they simply outgrow the other bacteria and keep them from attaching to the gastrointestinal tract and causing trouble. But as well, the lactobacillus actually will secrete certain products that will actually kill other pathogenic bacteria.
You know, we have to think of these acidophilus and, you know, even these bifidobacterium. You know, we live in a symbiotic relationship with these bacteria. We give them a home in our intestine, these beneficial bacteria, and we agree to feed them and take care of them, and they'll take care of us. But once we start not taking care of them by taking antibiotics and things that kill them and interfere with their growth, they don't take care of us anymore.
Right.
So and that's why we need to continually replace them, because we're always doing things that are not taking care of these bacteria properly, whether we're taking antibiotics or other medications that interfere with these bacteria.
Right.
Eating enough fiber, which
eating
part,
that's right. Not
yeah.
giving them enough food,
yeah.
or eating a lot of foods that have preservatives in them, which wind up killing the bacteria also.
Right.
Right.
So we just have to be good to them, and they'll be good to us. Okay, next we have Laura calling from Staten Island, New York.
Yes, good afternoon, Doctor. I don't know if this is a duplicate question, because you were speaking of women's health, but I'd like to know what specific probiotic will help or prevent or cure women's yeast infections, recurrent.
Okay, number one, it may not be a specific probiotic. You need to take a bunch of different strains of probiotic. I don't know that one may be, this one does it and all the others don't.
Right.
I don't think that's the case. I think, number one, if you have recurrent yeast infections, are you talking about a vaginal infection?
Yes.
Yeah. If you have recurrent infections of that type, you need to look at your entire immune system, because you may have and not realize that you may have some systemic candida as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to treat it a bit more aggressively. Sam?
The other thing is you also need to, work with your gynecologist. And there may be other types of growth and microbes growing in the vaginal area. It's good for them to find out exactly what is going on, whether or not it is, in fact, yeast. It could be another type of microbe. And then you may have to take a specific type of antibiotic. But you really need to find out specifically what's going on. And if it is problematic and chronic, Arnie's right, it is some sort of systemic issue. And when we say systemic, we mean your immune system is failing in its ability to control the amount of yeast growing. Forgive me if it was already stated, but yeast is a natural lives naturally occurring in our bodies, but its overgrowth is where the problem occurs, and that's when you need to take things like probiotics to control them. But you also may need to take some things that kill yeast, like fresh garlic or freeze-dried garlic extracts and caprylic acid and so forth.
Even kyolic.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Caprylic acid?
Caprylic acid is a systemic, actually it works in the intestine.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really get absorbed. It works in the intestine to kill the candida in the intestine.
Okay, thank you. And how was that spelled?
C-A-P-R-Y-L-I-C, caprylic.
Okay. All right, thank you, Doc.
All right, thanks for the call, Laura. Okay, need to pause for a short break. You're listening to The Wilner Window. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. We'll be back after these messages.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists. 1-800-633-1106.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And this is Arnie Gatomer, joined by Sam Forbes, our special guest, Dr. Angelica Vrablic. And I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Natrol. Natrol, the makers of my favorite line of multivitamin supplements, and the entire Natrol line is available at Wilner Chemists, now on sale at 30% off list price. All righty. Well, Virginia from Belmore, Long Island, you have a question for us.
Yes. Hi, doctor. My question is in regard to the vitamins Centrum. Now, I always took Centrum, and there was no problem. But when I went to my doctor, I'm having cataract surgery, he suggested I switch to Centrum Silver. And when I read the ingredients, it said that there was iodine, 150
micrograms, yeah.
Yes. And I am allergic to all fish. I haven't eaten any fish in 27 years. So now I'm a little apprehensive about taking this because I see there's iodine in it. And when I took the regular Centrum, I never remembered, and I threw the box away and all the paper that tells you information away. So I had nothing to compare it to.
Well, the other Centrum, I believe, had iodine as well. If you go to the store and look at the label of a box, you'll see that.
Well, you know, that's what I did, doctor. And then when I looked at the regular, all the Centrums now say new formula.
Yeah.
So now I'm wondering, is that a new formula with iodine?
No, I believe that I
don't work for Centrum either, but iodine is an essential nutrient. And so it would be in any basic multivitamin. We do need a certain amount of iodine every day, or else. And any of the comprehensive multivitamins that my company makes, for example, would always contain an iodine dosage.
But my question is, would I have a reaction if I took the pill because it contains
probably
iodine and
why
I'm
do
allergic
you,
to fish?
Why do you think that iodine only comes from fish?
I don't know. That's,
no,
that's
did you ever
knowledge.
Use? You know,
I'm not
one of the.
No,
one of the things is that you know when you use salt, usually salt is iodized.
Yes, but I don't use any because I have high blood pressure.
Usually an allergy is usually based on a protein component. So you're allergic to one of the proteins that you find in fish, and so an iodine, for example, wouldn't be what triggers the allergy. And again, we have to remember that iodine is essential. Our bodies do need a certain amount every day. And so if your doctor has recommended that you increase your iodine intake, again, I would go back and perhaps check to see what would be the best way to do so.
I see. So does that mean I should take the Centrum Silver?
It means that you should try it if you wish and see what happens. Most likely nothing will happen.
You're probably right. It's just that I'm so frightened about doing it because I figured I don't want.
Well, explain it to your doctor, and maybe he'll come up with another choice. But I don't think it's necessary.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much, doctor.
Okay,
Virginia. Love your program.
Thank you, Virginia. Thanks for calling.
Bye
bye. Okay. Next is Gordon calling from Woodmere, Long Island.
What should I think about this statement? Vegetarians cannot build muscle because they don't get carnitine.
Vegetarians, they can build muscle, but they really don't get that much carnitine because carnitine is found primarily in meat. So if you might consider, if you have a reason to take a carnitine supplement.
Any carnitine because it comes from meat.
Yes.
Well, the thing is, Gordon, it's not essential. Now, there may be certain conditions that would make it essential for some individuals, not even necessarily vegetarians, although one would think a vegetarian would need it more than others. But it is not an essential nutrient. The body manufactures it from the protein you eat. Now, if the diet you eat is not does not give you complete essential amino acids or proteins, then you may have a problem. You're going to be lacking total protein, and you may have a deficiency of protein. You need a good variety of protein in your diet so that you don't get protein deficient. But again, like I say, there may be a conditional deficiency, in which case you would be wise to take some carnitine.
Carnitine is necessary to get the fats from the blood into the mitochondria so they can get burned up for energy. Okay, that's the purpose of the carnitine. So, if you have that issue, you definitely want to take carnitine. If not, then, don't.
But there's a lot of good reasons to take carnitine. It's one of the top, I'd say, top 10 or top 15, maybe top 20
sure.
Supplements that we carry at Wilner's. It comes in a number of varieties. The acetylcarnitine is very popular because of its benefit of the crossing the blood-brain barrier and its benefit to the nervous system.
Yeah, it's a precursor for acetylcholine.
Muscle energy, your heart. So it's a good supplement. So if you want to take it and you're concerned, take it.
Are you there, Gordon?
Well, there's one thing I wanted to bring out.
Sure.
One of the greatest wrestlers of all time, world champion George Hackenschmidt, trained on 3 quarts of milk a day and not a drop of meat.
Mm-hmm.
How could he do it?
Well, milk is an animal-based product and contains the amino acids that are used to build to make carnitine in the body. And when we're infants, we subsist on a milk-only diet, and mammals seem to do pretty good on that. He was getting plenty of animal-based protein.
Okay, Gordon?
Yes.
All right. Thanks so much for that call. Okay. Dr. Vrablic, let's sum up a little bit because I know you have to leave us soon. American Health makes a few different acidophilus products. They make a liquid acidophilus?
Yes, we make a liquid acidophilus that does not have to be refrigerated until you bring it home, and it comes in plain, it comes in strawberry flavor, comes in blueberry flavor, comes in banana flavor, all
yummy.
Very good.
Yeah, then we have the chewables.
We have the chewables, which again come in the same flavors, and you can carry them anywhere, and we also have capsules.
You also have capsules, and these are made by American Health.
Which is on sale, Arnie.
Oh, yes. We have American Health on sale.
35% off.
35% off list price right now. Dr. Vrablic, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
All right. We have to pause for a moment for this brief message.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per 4 tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the 2 Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
All righty. We are coming to the end of the first hour of the Wilner Window. Those of you who are on the phones, please, please stay right where you are, and we'll get to you at about 5 minutes after three. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Natrol, the makers of the My Favorite Multi line of multivitamin supplements, and the entire Natrol line is available at Wilner Chemists. Now on sale once again at 30% off list price. I want to remind you folks once again that this is a two-hour show, so please stay tuned. We'll be back right after the news. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Sam Forbes. See you in 5 minutes.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news.